Okay, so I'm gonna do somewhat of a ramble fap. I think I've only really ever done one before. Yeah, I guess I couldn't really find anything to fit the mood that I was in, so I guess make your own. Laying on overstuffed, worn leather couch. And there's a crackling fire in the fireplace. And snow falling outside, blanketing the house. Kind of muffling everything in the way that snow does, especially fresh fall and snow. And reading my book, having a cup of coffee. And there's sunlight shining off the ornaments on the Christmas tree. There's that piney scent in the air because it's a real Christmas tree. Mixing with the smoky smell of the fire. And I'm wearing old fuzzy knee-high socks to keep my toes warm. And just an oversized flannel shirt of yours. And maybe some underwear. Probably, because it's still a little cold, even though the fire's going. I'm reading my book. And rubbing my feet against each other. And biting my lip. You come up behind me and kiss me on the forehead and I arch my head back a little bit to give you my mouth so we can give each other a proper greeting. You ask me what I'm reading, and I tell you, and you ask if you're bothering me, and I say no, and I scooch over and make room for you on the couch, so you can come join me. I want to cuddle. I want to snuggle. It's one of those days. It's just a cozy winter Sunday. There's no electronics or anything. And it just feels like you're the only house on the planet, the only two people on the planet. And you're both very okay with that. Because at this moment, that's all you need is each other. There are soft kisses exchanged. As we snuggle each other lazily, Sometimes deep, searching kisses, tongues exploring each other's mouths, finding new crevices. Just taking your time. And others are soft and sweet and lingering, but not deep. Mixed in with some faster, deeper, passionate ones. Because neither of you can really help yourselves. Nor should you. But drawing it out is nice. Sometimes kissing is just a treat in and of itself. And biting each other's lips. And flicking them between your tongue. Feeling your smile press against mine as we giggle in the middle of a kiss. Or you tickle me. And I go to slide my hands up your shirt and I forget that my hands and my other extremities, like my toes and my nose, are always absurdly cold, colder than a normal person. And so, I didn't mean to, but I gave you a chill when I ran my cold fingers over your stomach to your back underneath your shirt. You squeal. Pull away slightly. And so I just bury my fingers underneath your ass. Partially because I'm evil, but mostly just to warm them up. So you won't have to deal with it for very long. Because the alternative is not touching you. And that's not really an alternative, is it? You bite my neck and growl at me in retaliation. So I dig my nails in a little bit. And then I kiss my way up your chin to your earlobe and your jawline. I breathe softly in your ear and sigh contentedly. Before kissing right behind your ear and sucking your lobe into my mouth and playing with it, my tongue. I run my nails up and down your back. Just enjoying the feel of you beneath me. Enjoying your warmth and your sturdiness. And knowing that you're mine and I can take my time with you. I have you for as long as I want. Here, just us in this cozy den, blanketed with snow. Maybe more will come later. We'll see.